Poet Safia Al-Hallu never used to write about her body. She felt safer turning the reader's gaze away. But her new book of poems, Girls That Never Die, takes a leap by looking at the shame that often accompanies womanhood. NPR's Jivika Verma has more.
Safia Al-Hallu says her new book marks a departure.
Up until this point, I only really know how to write a sort of neat and tidy and well-behaved book of poems.
The 31-year-old poet has published a collection, a novel in verse, and a poetry anthology. She's won awards and seen her work translated in several languages.
The idea was, you know, if it wasn't something that I wanted to talk about, then I was not going to write a poem about it.
But there was a moment a few years ago when this changed. Al-Hallu's first book of poems came out and she started gaining attention.
And I was having a really terrible time on the internet, just as a woman, not, I wasn't even really saying much, you know, I just was like hanging out on the internet and would just receive the most disgusting DMs, like day in and day out.
It was mostly men sending her these messages, and some even shared a background with Al-Hallu: Muslim, Arabic speaking, Sudanese.
And so I started writing these poems just from a space of real frustration and anger, kind of mourning all of the years I lost to the belief that if only I was like the correct kind of Muslim woman and polite enough and well-behaved enough, then nobody would hate me and nobody would want to do me harm.
As her latest book, Girls That Never Die, started coming to life, Al-Hallu realized she was writing more freely.
This book is for my homegirls. It's for my sisters. It's for my siblings. It's for myself.
Here's an excerpt from her poem, 1000.
I am disappeared like all the girls before me, around me, all the girls to come. Everyone thinks I am a little girl, and still they hunt me. Still they show their teeth. I am so tired. I am 1,000 years old. 1,000 years older when touched.
Amidst her own trauma, Al-Hallu interlaces stories of violence rooted in family history, of honor killings, and of genital mutilation. Most vividly, though, she writes about the dangers of silence.
It felt like there was a before and an after in my life, where there's this long before and it was very silent and there were all these things that I was taught not to ever talk about. And then it felt like the second it occurred to me to start talking about this, it occurred to all of the femmes and the women and the homegirls in my circle as well. And so we all started having these conversations at the same time.
And with these conversations came power. The title of the book sings of the autonomy that Al-Hallu imagines for her girls.
The threat of death and the fear of death, those are so often used to govern and to control. So if the girls never die, if the girls won't die, maybe they're free from that governance and from that control. And then what could that look like?
What could that look like? Girls That Never Die is out next week. Jivika Verma, NPR News.